The next patient is Mary McClelland. The last name is MCCLELLAND. McClelland. MCCLELLAN. Like in November, D like in Delta. Mary, this is the clinical case of a 75-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4. The most likely situation is that this patient has nephrosclerosis associated to diabetes mellitus and the aging process, period. She had in the past HAD, maintained a serum creatinine around 2 milligrams per cent. But during the visit of October the 26th of 2023, we found out that the patient had a creatinine of 5.72, which was a big deterioration of the kidney function. The patient was sent to the hospital, period. The only difference between March and October was the presence of COVID, that she had, that she was diagnosed with in August of 2023. The patient was given steroids plus another medication. We are going to find out the name of that medication, because at this point we don't know whether this was COVID related versus medication related. The patient went into acute kidney failure during the hospital stay. Dr. Franjul, FRANJUL, stopped the use of diuretics as well as ACE inhibitors because of the lack of autoregulation. And the patient started to correct the kidney function. In November the 2nd, the patient had a creatinine that was 3.82, a BUN of 33, an estimated GFR of 12, the serum electrolytes with normal limits. There is no evidence of proteinuria. There was evidence of anemia. We are going to continue the close observation in this patient because she is feeling better and she remains asymptomatic. There is no indication for renal replacement therapy, period. Number two, the patient has anemia that is associated to the acute kidney injury. The serum hemoglobin is 8.9. Taking into consideration that during the hospital stay, the ultrasound was consistent with a smaller than expected kidneys with a diameter of 9.8 centimeters bilaterally, we are going to refer her to the hematologist, Dr. Riaz, R-I-A-Z, like in zebra, for treatment of the anemia associated to kidney disease. Following number, the patient was found in the hospital with a uric acid of 18. She has not been taking any allopurinol. We are going to start the patient in 300 milligrams on a daily basis. She doesn't have a history of gout, and we will repeat the determination of uric acid. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on PPIs. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease compensated. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. We are going to see the patient in about 6 weeks with laboratory workup. We spent 15 minutes reviewing the hospitalization. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes. In the documentation, 7 minutes.